He's got a license to criticize.
Oh, I like that.
He's the one and only
nice.
Mike Schultz. And
hey,
he
guys.
Uses it, too, with extreme yeah. prejudice
now,
sometimes.
Do you have, and I'm sorry for not knowing this. What's the name of your review page? Do you have
just
one?
Just Mike Schultz Reviews.
Okay. Yeah,
I think we have a name for it.
Okay.
No,
how about Critical Mass?
Critical Mass is good. No. Somebody else uses that, though.
Oh, do they?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Don't call.
I think it's Entertainment Weekly. It's that little box of all the critics who talk.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's called Critical Mass.
Okay.
Don't come up with a name for it.
It's been too long.
Yeah.
Now. It's too late to start.
Yeah.
I'm setting my ways, damn it. That's it.
Mike likes.
Yeah. Mikey likes. There you go.
Mikey likes.
He's Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader, by the way. You can read his columns whenever you like at rcreader.com.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can hear podcasts of this segment. In fact, everyone since January of 2009, I believe, is on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Weird.
That's nuts.
Yeah. It's a long page.
So what did you see since last time we talked?
Two good ones, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Two that I liked. Salt, the Angelina Jolie action flick. Really fun. Takes a while. I'd say it takes about 20, 25 minutes to kind of turn
get
into
going.
Anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it moves fast right away, but it's every version of The Fugitive you've ever seen. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, well, she's on the run. And about 25 minutes in, the plot just starts going mad. It goes, in ways that you do not expect it to go. It's like, that was ballsy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was surprising. I mean, you're kind of picking your jaw up off the floor every 10 or 15 minutes with some new piece of plot that's great.
Yeah.
Some storyline twist, which is shocking.
So this isn't just, let's look at Angelina Jolie and a bunch of CG effects. This actually is a bona fide thriller.
It's a bona fide thriller,
wow.
And it's really good. It's like the Bourne movies, the Jason Bourne movies,
mm-hmm.
is how I'd best equate it. It's really strong.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good one.
I'll
liked
be
it
honest,
a lot.
I was not expecting that.
I wasn't either. Mm. Yeah. I was a little bit tired for the first 50 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Doing my typical action movie yawning where it's like, okay, got
right,
it.
Right.
And then I was riveted for the next hour and a half. It was fun.
All right.
Moves along
salt.
Pretty good. Huh?
And but the more embarrassing and surprising selection last week was Ramona and Beezus.
Oh yeah.
That adaptation, the Beverly Cleary flick.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I got a little misty-eyed at that thing.
Really?
And I laughed out loud way more often than I would have expected.
Really?
It was, for what it is, it's about perfect. It's about perfectly done. The kid actors are tremendous. It moves fast.
Okay.
It's charming as all hell.
So then, this is perfect for who?
This is perfect for, I would say, girls aged between like 6 and 12 and any
okay.
adult who is willing to tag along.
Okay.
Because you're going to have a fine time by yourself.
So girls up till up to tween.
Yeah. And I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Well, no, I understand
I mean, you wouldn't go out of your way to see Ramona and Beezus unless
right.
you have children
but,
or have a critics pass.
But you're going to enjoy it.
But you're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got really good people. John Corbett, who's usually kind of he's okay. He's
mm-hmm.
charming, but
mm-hmm.
he's really, really good in this.
Yeah.
Josh Duhamel, who's almost never in good movies, is
it's not too teary,
good.
Is it?
No, but there's a scene with the family cat that you just kind of want to go,
okay.
oh, the family cat. You know, got a little.
Well, at least it was a cat.
At least it was a cat.
At least it's a cat.
Yeah,
not
there was
a dog.
There was that. You know,
and
but it was strong. I was happy.
Does the cat talk or?
No. No, the cat just
But again,
of,
this is one of those things where the little girl's got an imagination cat. And her imagination runs wild
visually. Every once in a while, maybe 4 or 5 times.
Oh, that's all?
And those scenes are actually pretty imaginatively done. The effects are cool. They look like kid storybook illustrations. It's a really smart, good family flick.
Okay.
I was really happy with it.
I would have lost a lot of money on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, me too.
If I were to sit and do, because sometimes I like to do, what will Mike say? And I didn't see that coming at all.
No, not at all. It was a nice double feature. A strange double feature for those two together. But
By the way, as far as talking cats go, Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore is in theaters today.
I'm not going. Just
they
so
did,
you know, we're not
did,
going to talk about that next week.
They did not send a clip.
Ah.
So all I can tell you is it's a sequel?
Yeah. To a movie that came out so long ago, we weren't even doing the radio show.
Right.
2001, I
right.
think.
So what gives?
I guess if you were 6 and you saw the movie in 2001,
mm-hmm.
and now you're 15 and you're like, I want to relive the experience.
Whatever happened
six,
to Kitty Galore? Yeah.
I tell you what, I have a sneaky feeling I'll be going to this movie.
Yeah, you probably will get suckered into it.
Why is that?
Rhonda loves cats and dogs.
Ugh, the original?
Both baked
well, no,
right into
just
the title.
Cats. She loves cats
just
and dogs.
The animals. She's a
the
fan
animals.
Of the animals.
You can review it, man. Please.
Well, okay.
Actually, you could do a guest thing for our paper, too.
Okay, well, then I will. We'll see if it happens.
Okay, all right.
Also opening today, a movie that I'm going to go see, maybe with Mike later on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We might be at the same one, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I am, too. I want to see this.
Dinner for Schmucks is opening. This is a Steve Carell and Paul Rudd,
yes,
right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the premise of this one is that there's some sort of odd group that tries to find weirdos to bring to dinner.
It's like the worst Fight Club ever.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So each normal person is required
to bring a schmuck.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And you're trying to just one up everybody, right?
Right. Like, look what I brought.
Look what I found.
Right.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. It's kind of horrible.
I like it.
Like, if you brought Amazing Larry to this thing dinner,
yeah,
and maybe you'd win.
Exactly.
Is that who you bring?
Steve Carell is the blundering new friend who sends Paul Rudd's life into a frenzied downward spiral and series of misadventures. In this one, Barry Speck, played by Steve Carell, meets some foreigners. This is the new movie, Dinner for Schmucks, in Quad City Theaters today.
Where are you from?
We are from Switzerland.
Barry, you know what? We're going to focus on business right now.
Switzerland! I love Switzerland. It is one of my favorite countries. I love your army knives with the toothpicks and your cheese. Does the cheese come out of the cow with the holes? Our countries are not enemies. They are friends. We are friends.
You have been to Switzerland?
No, but I have a friend who drives a Volvo. I speak a little of your language. Heard if he said there, turn up heard if he'd be.
Okay, I'm on board.
Yeah. And so far, it looks like this is getting pretty good reviews.
Yeah.
Because at first, when I first saw it, I thought, oh boy, I hope this isn't a bad Steve Carell movie.
Yeah, because those can be unendurable.
Yeah. He's capable of making them.
He is capable of making them.
Oh, yeah.
But this doesn't look like it's. Hopefully, this isn't one of
Paul
them.
Paul Rudd, you can pretty much count on. He's got good taste in movies for the most part, I'd say. Yeah, it looks fun, though.
Also opening today, a movie whose previews my wife and I laughed out loud at. It's Charlie St. Cloud. Zac Efron is an accomplished young sailor who must find the courage to let go of the past when tragedy strikes his family. There's a scene, he has to go out into the water and save this girl's life, mm-hmm. and there's a storm. And there's a scene where, I can't think of the actor's name, but he's awful. And he says, he goes, "No one can survive those waters!" And it's almost exactly
Luke Gossett?
No, it's not Luke Gossett. It's the guy, he had that sitcom. I can't.
Gaddafi's a madman.
You gotta get me off this mountain. You can't go to Gaddafi. He's a madman. That's my Luke Gossett Jr. impression for those of you just joining us. Thank you. That's from Iron Eagle 2. So,
this much I know mm-hmm. about the movie
mm-hmm.
is that he, because it's in the ads they're showing.
Right.
He has to play catch.
Every day he plays catch with his dead brother. Right.
Really?
His brother dies.
So this is ordinary people, basically, just kind of updated, right?
Or is it Joe, meet Joe Black, or
yeah.
What?
Here's a clip where Charlie, played by Zac Efron, sees the ghost of his little brother.
You're late. I thought we had a deal.
We do. We do have a deal. Meet here every day at Sunset Cannons.
Promise?
I promise.
Womp, womp. Now, for those of you listening at home,
mm-hmm.
that's not attached to the clip.
It absolutely
what
is.
What would you give for it to be?
Yeah.
Absolutely it is.
Oh, my God.
Can we play another clip?
Sure, please.
In this one, Tess tells Charlie that he's got to let go. You've got to let go of your dead brother.
Charlie, it's okay.
can't lose Sam, Tess. Can't lose Sam.
Let's go.
No.
Let's go.
The more I'm in your world, the less I can be in his.
Charlie, at some point, we all have to let go.
I can't lose Sam, Tess.
But, I just lost years of my life.
But here's a little heads up.
Uh-huh.
He will let go.
I'm betting letting go is going to happen.
He will let go.
And
you know what? His brother will say it's okay.
Yeah.
You need to do this.
You need to do this.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I love repeating dialogue.
Here's another tip. There are really only 10 lines of dialogue in the movie. The rest is unbearable pauses.
Yeah.
And a lot of violins.
Wow.
Oh, see, I was thinking about skipping that one. There's no way. I've got to go see that.
Gotta see it.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited now.
I'll loan you my Tom Servo.
You know what?
You can make cracks at it.
You know what? Not you, but some people, the Zac Efron fans that are...
Yeah.
They'll be dragging them out in...
Oh, in wheelbarrows.
They'll be dragging them out of this movie.
Yeah, there should be a squeegee concession. Yes,
they won't be
outside
able. They,
for tears.
Yeah, they won't be able to walk.
Ugh.
Well, there you go.
Wow,
Mike.
Okay, I'm really excited about that.
I think this has a real
chance. You might
want
to bring a wheelbarrow.
Me up enormously.
You might be the one that brings the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, right.
Because
that might
get in.
You know,
because I know you can't walk.
I'm kind of excited.
We've set up a lame person triage here in the hallway of the movie theater.
Right.
Hey, we should also mention real fast that The Kids Are All Right is opening today.
Oh, is it
finally? Which is like the best reviewed movie of the year,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
The lesbian couple played by Annette Bening and Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
And their sperm donor
Mark Ruffalo,
guy,
right?
Mark Ruffalo.
We like. Has Julianne Moore ever been in a bad movie?
She's made a few. I mean, she's made a bunch, but rarely.
I think anything she's in is great.
She's pretty outstanding.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks, Mike. We'll
a pleasure
we'll see
to be
you.
Here.
We'll see you. Maybe I'll see you at dinner for Schmuck's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see.
Or maybe Charlie St. Cloud.
I can't wait.
Don't walk into the wrong movie.
That's the thing. We've only got a babysitter for like a fixed window. So whatever
right,
movie we're going to get to, we're going to get to.
Don't make that fatal mistake.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. We're Dave and Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.